adventurers and friends, welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue the Extinction Curse. A recap of Session 26. As we make our way into the tower, we immediately come across more Zolgaths, Moonlight opening salvos them with a couple sound bursts, and they all get pretty destroyed. There's also a feathery dinosaur thing that Jeb befriends. Next, we come across a couple Ankylosaur guys who Jeb also convinces not to eat Moonlight, or any of the rest of us for that matter. We continue into a room with hanging curtains and some kind of sonic boom trap. We get fighting a few enemies, but they are overmatched and defeated. One, however, manages to run away deeper into the tower. We all decide to take a rest and try to heal up. Oh, and by the way, there's a rainstorm in the tower.
Moonlight, what would you be doing during this time?
If he's trying to heal somebody, I mean, I'm just going to stand around. I've got nothing to do. If one of them ran away...
Would you be trying to figure out why it's raining and all that shit? You might be the most qualified to do that.
Yeah, I mean, probably that and keeping watch, knowing something might be coming back with friends if they got away. Maybe especially if Savatri points that out, like, hey, how about you try to figure out what the hell's going on with this rain? I could make some sort of check. See if I can figure that out.
Yeah, so then we'll get back to you in a minute once I find out what Kestrel is doing during this time.
I'd probably initially sit down to refocus. I spent one focus point in that combat, so I do still have one.
So you just, like, sit in 6 inches of water?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the first time I've had something soaked.
Alright, then now to the man of action, Jebediah. You're getting healed, but what's Turtle doing?
Turtle's just hanging out with the bird.
I'd assume he was probably went and got the food during this 10 minute. Dragged the corpse of the cow over here. I'd assume that took a little while.
It would.
I want to ask this. It's raining heavily, I get it. And there's a bunch of water on the floor. Does the water seem to be continually rising? Or has it reached like a level point?
Good question. It seems to have reached a point.
Okay.
David, go ahead and take a hero point.
Sweet.
For questioning water.
And you give hero points for stupid fucking reasons.
Hey, give... Then say stupid...
Take a hero point!
Lose a hero point.
Say more stupid things, then, Ted.
I feel like I'm pretty up there with, like, how much stupid shit I say.
It's a good point. So, as you all start what you're doing, Moonlight, you're not going to have a ton of time for this. Tell me what knowledge check you would like to roll here and justify it for me.
I mean, it's raining, so part of me thinks nature, but at the same time, it's like it's raining inside. Obviously, it's not natural. So, my only thought would be occultism to try to figure out, like, draw on my knowledge of spells, like what would be causing this.
I will give you the occult, but it's not exactly the best option here.
The best option is probably nature.
That's right. Sorry, there's no knowledge primal here.
Yeah, there is no... Primal is nature, which I guess I wasn't thinking about when I first said that.
No, and I wasn't thinking about it either, obviously.
So I was thinking, well, I don't have primal, but then it's like, wait, nature is primal, which I guess I would know that. And knowing water is primal, I mean, knowing, like I know druids, I know Jeb. This is something a druid would cast, not something I would cast.
Especially after seeing him recently, right?
Yeah. So I guess, can I amend that to you? It probably would be nature. I am smart enough for that.
Yeah, I would
so
say.
I was thinking primal. I was thinking nature too literally.
No, and I hear you on that. And when it comes down to it, occult is an acceptable answer here, but the DC for that is higher.
Yeah.
Now, if you had more time, you could probably make a check, one of each. But for right now, go with whichever one you want to make.
We will roll a 12 for a total of 20.
Obviously, this isn't something that occurs in nature. However, you do kind of get the feeling that there must be some sort of heavy, like, magical fluctuations that are happening here. Now, I want a perception check from everybody who's paying attention. which would be Moonlight and Kestrel.
Nat 20.
Well, it's not going to be David's. But I get close. 25.
So with Kestrel's 28, it's absolutely drowning out the majority of any other small noises that could have been occurring in here. This is just a din of this heavy rain that's coming down.
Kind of soothing and peaceful.
To break that, you hear splashes coming from Eastern, and it sounds like there are several creatures.
Kestrel will stand up, brush the dust off of his vest, which is actually just water, and then he will look around at everybody and say,
"Well, chaps, I think trouble's coming."
And then he'll move to here and make a stealth check.
All right, go ahead and give me that stealth check to kind of put everybody back in the physical scene. This room is just riddled with ratty curtains that cross from these pillars, columns, that go all the way down. They're spaced out 10 feet apart, and they go all the way from the west end of the room to the east end of the room. And there's just ratty curtains surrounding all of it, dividing this into several sections.
Do I have enough time? I want to, like, rip down at least one of these curtains, like, just pull it down. I mean, if it's easy to pull down. So I don't like not having line of sight.
Oh, right, like, you absolutely could.
I would at least like to take out these two, the one directly south of me and the one next to the Velociraptor.
Okay, so you all start ripping down, or Moonlight starts ripping down curtains. We got two of them that are down now. Kestrel is behind, really the only curtain that's still up in the middle portion of the room.
Yes, I want to get the jump on whoever comes around this corner.
Is everybody else positioned where they want to be positioned?
I feel like I'm going to
stop. Did I notice
though,
it, or am I just...
Jeb warned us, didn't he?
I didn't.
Kestrel. Kestrel.
So I feel like I would stop the healing.
All right, well, in the terrain, I run into here and I hop into this hay pile.
So you also go and take cover. Do you make a stealth check then?
Oh, heck yeah, dude. Right.
I might... you're at 21 HP.
Jeb is in the north eastern
Jeb
corner.
Critically succeeds to hide.
Hell yeah, you do with a 20 on the die. Shit.
I'm trying to decide if I want to burn a heal as he's going.
I can heal myself.
We got battle medicine too.
Okay.
I'm also healing.
Yeah, you're a caster, aren't you? Fuck you, man. Heal yourself. I'm going to go hide behind Kestrel. Hide, in air quotes.
In air quotes? Okay.
If you want me to do a fucking stealth check.
Well, if you'd like to, you can.
Sure. 22.
Solid. All right, everybody go ahead and give me initiative. Coming out, we have a Deinonychus, who is standing close by a Zolgath. This one's different than the others. He looks different than the others. He's wearing a lot heavier gear. It looks like he might have, like, leathers of, you know, the Panakosauruses that you saw back in the corral? He's probably has layers of those. And
he's the animal handler.
A really nasty scar across his eye and a necklace of teeth. Behind them is the Zolgath that ran away. And then behind all of them, you see a more live Zolgath.
It looks very roguish.
And this Zolgath is very closely sticking to the walls, looking around cautiously, but certainly making it a point to try to stay out of sight. They're coming out of that hallway, looking around for you, and Jebediah starts round one.
Dude, I'd just go out there and just cleave the injured Zolgath in half. Just kill him, get rid of him.
Where did I... like, what did I jump into? Like, what's this fence that I'm looking at right now? Like, how high is it?
It's a ratty curtain. It goes all the way. It's like hanging, dangling from rope that goes from the pillar to the wall.
Oh, I'd like to just step out then. I'll do exactly what was stated, and I will swing at the one that we were beating up before and get a 24.
Gonna finish him off.
And I come right out of the bush and smack him with a 15.
Fuck, 15 damage. Got a 24 to hit. That was a maximum die roll for the War Axe that is still unnamed.
Yeah, there hasn't been a time yet.
Zolgath Cleaver.
And you just...
it's going to be like Dino Reaver.
You take it from neck to across his navel, and he screams in this slithering.
I don't know if he's going to have much time to scream if I hit him right in the throat.
Yeah, you might do that.
So it just kind of ends up being gargling in blood and shit.
What were we saying? You said difficult terrain, so does it half his movement?
Everything's difficult terrain, yes.
Turtle uses her full movement for two turns and kind of scurry in between these two below Jib.
Okay, and you're moving through the dino handler space, not the Deinonychus space.
Yeah.
Okay.
24 to tumbling.
Okay, and this is going to be against their reflex DC. Is a success.
Nice.
After Jebediah, Kestrel.
Jeb, are you going to attack this other Velociraptor, or are you going to ignore it like the other one?
I'm not going to fall out attack it, but I'm not going to say I'm going to try to befriend it.
Sure.
There comes a point when I can only do so much.
Just don't want to get on Jeb's bad side. But anyway, Kestrel is going to come awkwardly pushing his way out of this wet curtain.
It's going to be a tough campaign if I decide to just stop attacking.
I want to make a point of looking like a bumbling idiot as I come out of this curtain. That's one action. Action number two, flurry.
All right. And this is against the animal handler.
This will be against the animal handler, yes. First attack, I get an 18 to hit. Looks like it does.
Yes, it does.
I deal him 2 damage. Second attack, an 18 to hit again. 4 damage. And with my third and final action, I will cast Shield.
And you got the hits with the 18 because of Turtle flanking with you.
That's fucking teamwork.
You guys rocked initiative this time around. Savatry with a 22. It's your turn.
Savatry's going to move into flanking with Turtle on the Velociraptor looking thing.
Oh,
and attempt
from
to
corner.
Yeah, and she's going to be 10 feet away. That'll still give flanking to Turtle, right?
If Turtle
ends up fighting it.
Yeah, now this is a situation where in first edition this would not have worked because that corner is cut off on a 10-foot reach. But in second edition they specifically changed it so that it's just a square.
Yeah.
And it includes that box.
And then I'm going to attempt to trip the Velociraptor. I don't know if I really want to hurt it yet. 24 to trip it.
Well, the 24, you get it.
Sweet. And for my third action, I will... Really isn't much I can do from this position. I guess cast Shield on myself. Pull a Kestrel.
Then after Savatry, we go down to Moonlight.
Savatry just moved where Moonlight was going to go, so I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do now. Promises I am slow and I move at half speed, so don't have a lot of options. If I move up to this curtain, can I tear it down as part of that action, or is that a separate action?
That would have to be a separate action.
When Kestrel went through it, did it fall back into place?
Yes, because the rain is making it heavy enough to just go back into place. And it's not like a bar that's holding it like a shower curtain. It's like rope.
Right. So I guess I'll use my second action to tear down the curtain, and third action to attempt to demoralize the dino guy.
Ooh, I was gonna put my money on tentacular limbs.
I used that last combat, and
that's right,
it is gone.
Refocus.
Didn't get a refocus. So this is using demoralize in conjunction with intimidating glare, because I don't know if we share a language for sure. Not great. 18 intimidation check against medium humanoids will DC.
So that's gonna be the dino trainer.
Yes, the dino training.
Moonlight, you glare at him with a ferocious intensity, and he just cocks an eyebrow at you and shrugs back his shoulders and ignores you.
Apparently has a decent will save.
It's like the first time Moonlight's tried to be mean at somebody and it hasn't worked. Like, shit's about to go down.
Yeah, that's kind of the first time that it kind of failed. Now he's immune to it for 10 minutes. I mean, I also did roll, like, a 6, so...
That's going to bring us down to the lithe Zul'gath. And, oh, shit. I forgot to make you guys roll against the stench, but I'm going to justify my fuck-up by saying the rain dampens it.
Very good.
So, yes, yes.
They're getting a bath for the first time ever.
That lean, lithe Zolgath is going to use their first action to stride so that they're flanking Jebediah between the Deinonychus and themselves.
The Deinonychus isn't hostile towards me?
That's a lie.
They're all a hive mind and they understand that I'm better.
That Zolgath has this wicked looking pick, that shard of obsidian that's in a femur bone, and attacks Jebediah with it. The 15 hit.
No. Did you give yourself flank?
Does a 15 hit your flat-footed DC?
No.
There's no such thing as flat-footed.
That felt good, didn't it? Then with their third action, are going to take a second swing at you with the great pick. Two on the die for an 8 total.
Miss.
This was my opportunity to kill Jebediah.
What?
What? I am like constantly trying to do that. You know that. Right?
Just me?
No. All of you. Then that's going to take us over to the Deinonychus, and the Deinonychus uses its first action to stand up from prone. It's got knocked on its ass by Savatry, and with its second action, uses something called darting attack. And darting attack lets them either strike and then stride 10 feet, or stride 10 feet, then strike. This one's going to choose to use that to strike Jebediah with a jaw attack. It's going to get a 16 to hit, but that looks like it's going to miss your flat foot.
What's going on?
Tyler has rolled a 4, 2, and a 7. That's what's going on.
Yeah, my dice rolls have been just garbage so far. And then as the second part of that one action is to move 10 feet, and that Deinonychus moves 10 feet, or 5 feet, towards Savatry, and then uses its third action to rake, or attempt to rake Savatry with a talon, and rolls a natural one on the dice and misses. So that Deinonychus' turn is over. That's going to take us over to the Dino Tamer. This guy has a great axe that's made out of a shard of obsidian that has a big, wide, wicked, curved edge to it, and it's jammed into this extra large. That's a bone that you don't even recognize that thing.
I do.
Yeah, obviously. And is going to swing at Kestrel and gets a 21 to hit.
Miss.
Damn. And with a second action, strides north 5 feet to flank Jebediah with the lithe humanoid there. And we'll make another attack with the great axe. Oh, and connects with a natural 20.
Jeb!
All right, so static damage is a thing. Digs his great axe into Jebediah's back. Jeb hits his knees. Jeb now has the dying condition, dying one, which is going to take us to the top of round 2. Kestrel, it's your turn.
Well, that's not cool, dude. I want you to save my friend Jeb. I will save my friend Jeb. Step to the right with one action. Action 2, battle medicine, my friend Jeb. I succeed.
A second there, I thought you were going to get a 1.
Oh, that would be the worst.
And it's 2d8, right?
Correct.
Jeb, you heal 8.
Thanks.
Action 3, I'm just going to cast shield again. Done.
Jebediah gets patched up. Jeb now has the wounded 1 condition.
And 8 HP while being flanked.
Yes. All of those things are true. Then after Kestrel's, Savatry, you got a Deinonychus right up in your grill.
Yeah, I don't care about him. I do a 2-action heal on Jeb. Terrible fucking roll. 1 and a 5 on my D10s. But you get 22 HP, Jeb.
I'll accept that. Thanks!
Then third action, I will cast shield again.
Jeb, you get brought up
Can
right away.
Can I play dead?
I mean, Kestrel did bring you back with a battle medicine, which is a much more physical way. I'm going to say no.
Were we going to have to go through the drowning rules if we didn't bring him back?
Yeah, I was looking that up.
Let's nobody get knocked unconscious again so we don't have to do that. They were vicious in first edition, though. Three rounds dead.
No, yeah, if you're unconscious, yeah, you're fucked.
Underwater, 3 rounds dead.
I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, yeah, you're unconscious. It does. There's no way you can control. You're not holding your breath. Then after Savatry, Moonlight, it's your turn.
Not Jebediah is really what I wanted to do.
Oh, can I, while you're thinking about this, can I just throw suffocating out while you're unconscious out there just to increase
sure,
the danger?
Sure, let's hear it.
You can't recover from being unconscious if you start suffocating. So because you don't have any air and you're unconscious, you start suffocating. That means you attempt a DC 20 fortitude save at the end of each of your turns. On a failure, you take 1d10 damage. On a critical failure, you die.
My goodness.
What are the suffocating rules? Was Jeb technically suffocating?
It hadn't been his turn.
I would have been on my turn, yeah.
But you make that fortitude save at the end of your turn. And because that creature made him unconscious, he already moved down towards the bottom of the initiative order. So he hasn't made the fortitude save for suffocating, which he would have had to do.
He was the next person to go. He would have fucked.
Which is, that's actually then a good...
No, that's actually a benefit of...
A benefit of moving initiative when you get knocked down. You could die in a single fucking round from that if you critically fail.
So am I prone? I'm floating in water. Wouldn't I just be standing up?
No, it's only 6 inches of water.
Then I landed on my back. I had to roll a D5. You have to do a heads or tails.
The dude cut you in the back with his great axe. You absolutely hit the dirt face down.
Nah, that's a heads or tails situation right there.
Moonlight,
for my many times of DMing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do Phantom Pain on the life one. I need a will save.
It gets a 14.
That is a failure. 6 mental damage and sickened for 1 round. Or for 1 minute. And fuck it, I will attempt to intimidate them, demoralize them.
Going for the Dino Trainer again?
I can't do the Dino Trainer again. So I will go for the one that I just hit. It's got a reduced save DC, right? I get a 19.
No shit, because they're sickened is a success.
Suck it, bitches.
Hell yeah.
Setting up your own debuffs.
Setting up my own debuffs. So he is also frightened 1.
All right. Damn. Very effective round.
Moonlight.
And that's going to take us to the one that just got hit with the Phantom Pain and was intimidated. They spend their first action attempting to recover from the sickness, which is a fortitude save we discovered, not a will save.
Correct. That is a fortitude save. You literally make yourself throw up.
She attempts to get rid of the condition, but got a 10.
I wish you could critically fail on that. That'd be hilarious. Like, you get sicker because you stuck your finger down your throat.
You make, like, sickened too? It doesn't say that.
It doesn't. It does not. It just says you can spend a single action and attempt to recover, which lets you immediately attempt a fortitude save. On a success, you reduce your sickened value by 1.
So there's no...
Or by 2 on a critical success. But a critical failure should make you more sickened. I just want to put that out there.
Completely misses it after trying to gag themselves and just can't get the sickness out. And just instead decides to make a stride action, or no, a tumble through action, and is going to be trying to tumble through Jebediah's square. Gets a 15 to overcome Jebediah's reflex DC.
Is that with the -2 from being sickened and frightened?
Nope, never mind. It's a 13, and that's absolutely going to fail, isn't it?
My reflex, yeah, would be... It's 10 plus reflex?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 18.
Okay, yeah, it absolutely fails. Upon failing on the tumble through, was trying to, like, get through Jebediah to get to Moonlight, but just can't. Trips over Jebediah almost, like, stubs her toe on his meaty shoulder.
She thought I was still dead and didn't realize I was moving around.
Gets frustrated with Jebediah's presence and makes a great pick strike on Jebediah with their third action. And rolls a 5 on the dice, gets a 15. Takes us over to the Deinonychus. Oh, never mind. Sorry. Oh, did it?
Did it automatically?
Funny.
Oh, it made the roll for you, too.
They must have updated it.
Yeah. So he takes 1 persistent damage from my 1d4.
And then
fails
got a 13.
His check.
Yeah. It even has the DC 15. Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you, Fantasy Grounds, for updating that. All right, so that's going to take us over to the Deinonychus, who will continue to rip into, or attempt to rip into, Savatri. Do you have your AC up from shield right now?
Yeah, I'm also going to use my reaction to boost my AC more.
Oh, nice. What's that bring to?
I'll use my nimble dodge. 24.
Nice. Jaw attack in the first. Natural one on the dice. Of course.
Yeah, so worth me using a reaction. Damn.
And then, wait, does nimble dodge only work for one attack or for your whole?
Against the triggering attack.
Against the triggering attack. Okay, so in this case, they're going to use a talon attack against you next.
It's going to hit me.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Or you're going to roll nat ones back to back.
Roll back to back nat ones. If you do, I know I'm crypt fishing right now, but if you nat one me again. Now, the third action isn't going to be a strike action. It's going to be the dashing strike, the darting attack. They're going to attack and then retreat back next to his handler because he's terrified by the cleric of Calistria that he can't hit. Roll the 12 on the die and can't get. All right, he's going to take 5 feet over to get next to his master. Which takes us over to the prone. Jebediah.
I'm going to choose to swing from the ground because that makes a lot of sense with the giant weapon that I have.
I think attacking from prone is a -2.
Correct.
Not that matters.
22.
Well, actually, that negative is kind of like zeroed out by the sickened condition almost.
5 damage.
All right.
And I'm going to mumble some words and chant my hands. And with all the rain here, I'm going to create a lightning bolt to come down on this stupid troglodyte.
Oh, that's so cool.
Fuck yeah.
The free action thing is so cool. We're doing stuff like that. Like maggot shit.
Hell yeah.
How is that going to work with a lightning bolt when we're all standing in water?
Man doesn't say anything about it. We're fine.
That's not a line. It's still a targeted strike.
You throw a toaster in a bathtub.
Just do damage to me. What do I need to make for a roll?
Oh, shoot. Another, a reflex.
Gets a 21.
So it takes 11, right?
12.
It's 11.
It is 11?
It always, they're always rounds down.
No, it always rounds up in this.
I thought I was going to say it was the other way around.
I'm almost certain
Fantasy Grounds always rounds it down.
The rules say it always rounds down.
Really?
I thought it was the other way around. I read something that said it always rounds up. Maybe that was Pat or Starfinder.
Where's that at?
Always round down unless otherwise specified in rounding.
Yeah.
General rule of game conventions.
Okay, so then specifically it would... Okay, you're right. So it would only be...
Page 443.
Well, Turtle makes a strike against the final lightning bolt singed troglodyte into its jugular.
Now, is this is the one that has
to hit, dealing
this is the one that has
damage.
The pick, right?
No, I'm killing the other one that downed me
with the great axe.
Yeah,
Going straight for the dino trainer. Okay. So first you call down lightning on it.
The first strike is kneecaps. Then I call down lightning. And then my cat bites its neck.
He's very close, and Turtle is just, like, hanging from his shoulder for a moment. But no, that's not quite enough. Then that is his turn next. He looks just pissed off. What he does is he spends his first action to command an animal. Aminal. God damn it. Spends his first action to command an animal. And he commands the velociraptor that was cowering over behind Savatri to attack.
Wait, so is this his pet, or is he just choosing to command this time?
He's doing command. Yeah, he's spending the action to command an animal.
So it's not his companion. It's
no.
Okay.
And he's going to make a nature check.
He'd actually have to make 2 nature checks. He'd have to first command him to move next to somebody, because he's not next to anybody right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you have to command him to move and then command him to attack.
Oh,
it's a command per thing you tell him to do.
Now, he has an action called, a single action called Leaping Charge, which is they stride up to 10 feet, ignoring difficult terrain.
Okay, then so then, yes, you could tell that. So you could command him to do that, yes.
Which is exactly what's going to happen. So, but that means he's got to make a nature check first and get... 17 on the die helps. Gets 19 total, which is enough to command. We'll make that command and command that Velociraptor to attack Moonlight.
What did I ever do to him?
All right, gets a 15 to hit Moonlight.
It's pretty hard to miss Moonlight, actually, and that misses.
Yeah, there we go. Just going to get that one, do that one thing, and then it's going to grab his great axe, grip it tightly, and swing it at Jebediah, who is currently a huge threat. Rolls a 3 on the dice, gets a 14 to hit, which is going to fail, and uses that momentum to bring it around to Turtle with his final action. Rolls 3 on the die, gets a 10 to hit.
Wow.
This was supposed to be a hard encounter.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, right? Okay, no, it's not actually supposed to be that hard still. All right, so then after completely failing and being down on his absolute last leg, bleeding profusely from his throat, Kestrel, it's your turn.
All right, action one, flurry. Let's attack him. Get a 23 to hit.
That does it.
7 damage.
Nice.
Still up?
7 damage. He is still up.
All right. Attack number two. Get a 25 to hit.
25 hits.
Deal him 3 damage.
That will do it.
All right. Then with my second action, I will move northwest a little bit and get between the Velociraptor and Savatry and...
Deinonychus
and Savatry.
Oh, go after the other dude.
The one that's on Moonlight?
No, the one that's on Jeb.
The Zul'Gah.
You think?
Yeah, fuck the Velociraptors. I don't even know if they're going to attack us anymore with the animal trainer killed.
Savatry yells out, good strategic advice to me. Then I will move a little past Turtle and get to the south of the roguey Zul'Gah with my second action. And with my third action, I think I will simply just try and attack it rather than cast Shield. So attack. Nah, I'm going to miss with the 7. I'm done.
After Kestrel, Savatry, it's your turn.
Savatry is going to move so she can get some line of sight here. So 20 feet. Second action will be to pull out her crossbow and just... It's still a free action to drop shit, right?
Absolutely.
She'll drop her whip and pull out her crossbow and take a shot with her crossbow at the Zul'Gah.
Rogue Zul'Gah.
That has soft cover?
Yep, currently. Okay. Through Jebediah. Wait, is Jebediah prone still?
Yeah.
Jebediah's still prone. I'm going to say no soft cover then because the dino trainer between them is dead and it doesn't matter. Nice try. You've never shot a crossbow in rain before. It's hard. Also, I've been rolling ones all night.
Yeah, I know. Two of them were on me.
I like how his justification is, I've gotten fucked all the other times, so it's your turn to get fucked.
All right, then after Savatry...
I want to make note.
Yeah?
As I was moving, so I moved right past one of the...
The Deinonychus?
Yeah, what you said.
Yeah,
I moved right past him. I'm going to say, I stared him right in the eyes, just walked right past him. I want to make note of that.
Savatry's feeling saucy. Just
completely ignored him.
Take a hero point, Ted. Alright, Moonlight. It's your turn.
I think we're just going to have to use some good old telekinetic projectile here.
Ooh, it's raining. Bring it out a book?
It's raining too much. I don't want to use a book. I don't want it to get too wet. So I will use something else that's just laying around.
What if you find out a soggy book does more damage?
I just think it'd be like soggy books fall apart.
Does Moonlight know that?
I have no idea.
I'm gonna say.
Never read a book?
I don't know if they've ever read a book in the rain.
You know how to care for a book? You've no. I mean, I'm gonna say I don't think.
I know when I'm out in the rain too long, my branches start to get a little soggy.
Oh, okay. All right. I see you there.
Instead
of direct, you know, growing up as a humanoid in this kind of world experience, you have my limbs get soggy. I'll give it to you, man.
I mean, it'd be like the same for a human wearing leather, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
So I will try to throw that guy's great axe at the other one.
So is I think the great axe only one bulk?
Slashing. Ooh, good
I
call.
I don't know how big it is.
Because is it one bulk or less?
Yeah, it's one bulk.
It's one bulk or less. It's a great axe. I was thinking.
Great axe is too bulk. You can't do that.
I guess I can't do that. That's too bad.
I mean, that's a cool concept. I like the idea.
Nobody else has dropped anything else over in this area.
I drop my whip, but don't throw my whip.
I don't think a whip would work very well.
I'll tell you that all of the Zolgaths are carrying javelins. And I think a few might have gotten tossed around last combat. I don't recall.
That'd be fun. Just like pick up a javelin and hurl it at him.
Like out of
basically.
The water. Like I could just imagine it launching out of the water.
Sure, that'll be piercing. We'll give that a try. We'll see if I get a 25.
Yeah, you do.
We will deal him 12 piercing damage.
That's a good hit. It's a surprise. Comes shooting right out of the water, and this is the rogue he's on path, right?
Correct.
Duck gets it right at the shoulder, and she, in a surprise.
This bitch is gonna hate me.
Oh, she was already trying to get through to you. That's gonna take us down to the Rogi Zolgath. When Kestrel, you killed the dino trainer, this one watches you come over and smack her. You smacked her a couple of times, right?
No,
I missed.
He missed.
In the attempt to, she is in an absolute rage right now, and she's gonna do everything in her power to kill you.
You killed her boyfriend.
Gets a 28 to hit with her great pick.
That'll hit, I guess.
Gets 7 points of damage.
All right.
Not huge. However, you need to give me a fortitude save.
Natural.
Damn it. Okay, you're fine. Then
get
uses
fucked.
Second attack. She's still sickened, by the way. She failed the first attempt and now is just too angry to try to end the sickness. Gonna make a second attack against you. This one's gonna be a 17 to hit.
Miss.
And is very frustrated and will just go again. Gets a 3 on the die.
A miss.
That's a critical miss. Is going to take 1 point of mental persistent damage. She kind of puts her hand to her head after all the misses, and she shrieks and fails the flat check to get rid of it. It's going to take
rolled two ones. Damn it.
The Deinonychus is going to use its first action to
power and fear.
It's going to have to do tumble through in order to do what it wants to do, because it has to. It needs to get to Kestrel right now to kill Kestrel, because Kestrel killed his master. So it needs to make a tumble through action, since it can't actually get to Kestrel with Turtle in the way. Can't even make it. First
That's
action is
quarter speed through
his dead master.
Well, I'll say tumbling through would be quarter speed, because you move at half speed when tumbling through.
It's greater difficult terrain. So then we're going to have to use the first action to stride right up to Turtle, then the second action to attempt to tumble through Turtle. Rolls a 1 on the die. Can't actually get through Turtle's space and is going to use its last action to bite at Turtle. It's a 26 to hit. 10 points of damage to Turtle.
Turtle's health is off screen, always making her invulnerable.
You know what? I was afraid of that.
No,
right?
I am.
I trust you. I trust you. I know you're keeping track. That's going to take over to Jebediah. It's your turn.
Jebediah will choose to stand up, swinging the battle axe, sorry, the war axe, at this person with the pokey thing. I'm okay with that. I'll move on to get. Missing a lot of things here. Alright, so we violently try to attack this with claws, teeth, and axes, and we miss a lot of things.
Oh boy. Yeah, you miss a ton. Roll a 2, roll a 6, roll a 10. Nothing's gonna hit. Alright, then top of round 4. Kestrel, it's your turn.
Alright, well, action 1. Kestrel will use his final remaining focus point and cast key strikes. Then with his second action, he will do flurry. Attack 1, hit a 27 to hit.
That hits.
Second d6 will be force damage, deal 7 damage. Attack 2, an 18 to hit.
That will miss.
Huh. Well, I've got 2 action points. I'm going to use one. Another 18. I guess I'm going to miss on that. And then with my third action, I cast shield. Then I need it to give me a fortitude save, please.
Rolls a natural 20. Obviously.
So it succeeds against the stunning fist. That is the end of my turn.
All right. And after Kestrel, Savatri, it's your turn.
Well, Savatry's holding that crossbow. She's like, fuck this noise. Drops it. Picks her whip back up off the ground as her first action. And then is going to move closer to the last humanoid enemy. And then attempt to trip it. 16 to trip it.
16?
With all the debuffs.
I was going to say, because of Sickened, will trip.
He's tripping and throwing up.
Queasy. Get fucked. You guys are just controlling the shit out of this combat. Which will take us to Moonlight. It's your turn.
Okay, pick up that javelin that's right next to him again and try to stab him again with it. 17 to hit.
Which normally absolutely wouldn't, but yes it does.
Because they're sickened and prone.
Sickened and prone. Actually, that gives a -3. They have a 20 AC. That's the reason it hits. It's because Sabatra's prone maneuver. Fuck, you guys are killing it. Alright.
And
because
they're so sick, we will do him 11 damage.
That's another... It's another stab. This time right in the gut. And they're not doing good.
And this time I am going to glare at that Deinonychus.
Oh, you are?
Oh, for a 31.
Oh, shit. That's got to be a critical success. Yep. That's critical success.
He is frightened too.
Then it's the Zolgath's turn, and it's only been 6 seconds. Her boyfriend's still dead. She attacks Kestrel with the great pick. Gets a 19 on the die.
Hit.
27 to hit. That's going to deal Kestrel 10 points. Piercing damage. Kestrel, give me a fortitude save.
20.
Makes it. Then second attack with the great pick against Kestrel. 11 to hit. It's going to miss.
It's doing this well prone.
Shit. First action, stand up. Second and third action, stand. Oh.
29 is still not enough to crit Kestrel.
Kestrel.
So.
Yeah, that's then. I'm not worried then. Yeah. She would have stood up with her first action to continue attacking. It's going to take 4 points of mental damage as all of this rage clouds her vision, and she just can't overcome it. Gets a 9 to try to overcome the DC 15. Not going to work. That takes us to the Deinonychus, who is currently frightened too. It's going to attack Turtle with a jaw attack and gets a 16 to hit after all the debuffs. Knowing that a 16 is going to miss on Turtle, then we're going to do a Talon attack as we try to rank Turtle across the... Nope. Damn. Gets a 7 to hit. It's funny when you're looking at a book and it says fights to the death and you're seeing yourself in a situation like this, like it's so hopeless, but yeah, this dinosaur doesn't know any different. It's going to try to attack Turtle again, this time with an 8 to hit. That takes us to the Jebediah Hickburn. It's your turn.
All right. The cat's going to finish off this guy with a 26 to hit.
And Turtle's biting the Zolgath, right?
Yep.
Yep, that hits.
12.
Absolutely finishes that Zolgath off.
And Turtle's just going to glance at Jeb, and Jeb's going to give her the okay and attack the Deinonychus, and it misses.
Deinonychus.
Digger-digger-vicious. Let me just double-check my anathema.
I highly doubt it can't attack any creatures.
I just want to make sure.
Double-checking. I suppose, what order druid are you, even?
I'm animal.
An animal druid, okay.
It's animal, leaf, or storm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I suppose.
Oh, there's also wild. I just can't commit wanton cruelty.
All right.
I can defend myself. 26.
26 hits the Deinonychus.
Jeb's crying.
He hates it.
6 damage.
Just hates it.
Swinging so again. 24.
Oh, yeah, that hits too.
8 damage.
8 damage.
I'll be done.
That's kind of sick that as a druid you get basically 2 sets of multi-attack penalties.
Yeah.
You get 2 attacks at highest and 2 attacks at second instead of having to go to third.
Yeah, that's a good point. You should really never go into third.
The druid is fucking awesome in this.
Seriously, Jeb.
Yeah, watching Jeb, especially when you called that bolt of lightning down, it's like, holy shit.
Fuck, it's scary.
Jeb's scary.
Jeb is fucking scary.
Omega's druid summoner.
I will say that, like, as just like a build, Jeb is definitely my favorite 2E character I've seen so far.
Oh, fucking solid.
Yeah.
That's going to take us up to round 5. Kestra, it's your turn.
I will get into flanking with the Deinonychus and Turtle. I just go through Jeb and Savatry's squares.
Monk shit, right? You have enough speed for that, I'm assuming, for 40 stride.
Yeah,
that's enough.
Then, let's make an attack. 40 attack. Attack number 1, 28 to hit.
That's a critical hit.
Ooh, critical hit. Let's see if it does it. It does. Max deeps, that's 14 damage.
Nice. I think that's literally the most damage I've ever seen you deal.
I'm certain it is the most damage I've dealt with one hit, because that is 2 sixes on 2d6. The second attack on the Deinonychus, I get a 23 to hit.
That hits.
And I will deal it 3 damage, and it looks like that takes it out.
Yep, between the crit and that hit, absolutely. You kill the Deinonychus.
Sorry, Jeb.
It's okay. Can I make a nature check quick if we're out of combat?
We would be out of combat now, absolutely.
Can I finally start healing people? Treat wounds?
Yes. Yes, you will be able to. Go ahead and make the rolls to...
I'm going to treat wounds on Jeb and treat wounds on Kestrel, so I'll need 20 minutes.
Okay, so I'll need 20 minutes.
To refocus, too.
Okay.
And I want to use the focus and refocus.
Jeb, you got 8. Kestrel, you got 11. I'm going to go again. Do we get 20 more minutes for me to do one on each end of them again?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You do.
Jeb, you get 7. Kestrel, you get 22.
You all take the time to heal up. Sounds like we get 40 minutes worth of treat wounds in with Savatry, right?
And refocusing.
Okay. Jeb, you heal Turtle with a focus spell during that time.
Oh,
and then
I was looking to heal the Velociraptor and then, like, get it help to get out of here.
Oh, you are. Okay. Go ahead and give me an animal empathy check. He's very confused and frightened right now.
He's got me yelling commands at it. He's got the other guy. Sorry, me gently telling him commands. All right. 19.
Yeah, that'll definitely do it. He looks very grateful, as much as a Velociraptor can look grateful for a heal, and then will kind of nudge you with its muzzle for a second, beak, I guess, and then take off.
Yeah, then I would also refocus and then heal Turtle.
I'll give Jeb another hero point for that.
Hell yeah! I love points.
During the time here, Kestrel, you thought it looked like it had kind of topped off at 6 inches, but the rain fills the tower. And it keeps going up to about a foot 40 minutes in. By the time you all are done, you will be absolutely wading in a foot deep of water.
Well, I think we should go open the door.
You don't wade, well, moonlight might, but medium creatures don't wade in a foot of water. I mean, that's that's below their knees. Like, that's... All right.
I definitely...
Slosh, that's acceptable.
Yeah, okay, slosh through a foot.
I would love to go check the door and see if I can open the door and let some of the water drain out. See if that works.
So during all of the healing, Kestrel, were you getting any of
the
heals?
The stairs?
I think those stairs go up.
Those stairs go up, yeah.
Never mind.
I'm starting to worry about the animals, though. Like, I turned to Jeb and I'm like, hey, some of these animals, they might drown in this shit, man.
The slurk comes swimming by, though.
I'm more worried about those, like, the... Four, I'm trying to think what
they were.
Whatever they were in that we met last time.
Yeah, they're Pinacosaurus is the name, but they're basically small Ankylosauruses.
They're still medium sized, right?
They are still medium sized.
We might need to, like, lead them out. What do you think, Jeb?
I like what you're saying. Let's get them out of here.
So you guys take some time to lead the Pinacosauruses out of the... And there's one more animal that you're aware of, which is the other Deinonychus. It's in the room with the fire, which I can imagine is out by now.
So. And if we're back by that entrance, maybe we should try going south instead of continuing on the way we're going to.
All right, so let's see. There's a couple of things that we're going to need to talk about. Jebediah, the large pen made of that wall of stacked stones. The Pinacosauruses would need to have... either the stones removed or one of them knocked over or something like that.
I can do that.
How heavy are the stones?
Or I'll command animal and have them do them themselves.
I like the way you think. Go ahead and make a command animal check.
25.
Oh yeah, that's more than enough. So you escort all of the dinosaurs on this floor, or the group that you've encountered on this floor and haven't killed, up the stairs and out of the Tower of Air.
Sure do.
Go be free.
We're heroes.
At the top of the stairs to get back outside, there is no rain. It's a curtain right at the doorway. Everything inside of the tower is raining. Immediately outside that doorway, it is not. Still a perfectly sunny day.
Very interesting.
The Podocosauruses have a little bit of a difficult time getting down the ramp that has all the wooden stakes pounded in, but they manage. The Deinonychus is fine. He's got more than enough athletics to get down there. And they disperse into the wild. Congratulations, you just introduced two Podocosauruses and a Velociraptor and a Deinonychus into the Isle of Arran.
Into the ecosystem.
Excellent.
Yep. Let's see how that works out for the next couple of years. I'm excited for that.
Now, do we want to try going south or go back the way we came, or the way we were going?
I feel like the way we were going, we already know that the creature that was probably in that next room, it's already gone because they went and got him.
I mean, I'd stealth up there. Maybe I could, like, poke my head in just to see.
And take a look at that room that the two
Orges
Olgaths came out of.
Whatever we want.
What is the decision?
I'm going this way. I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to stealth, and I'm just going to peek my head around to the south of the room that we've just been fighting in.
Okay, got it. Back into the room that the party came out of, the party that you ambushed. The room that you check into, this chamber, I'll go ahead and say there's not a lot going on in this chamber. There's a pile of straws and mud in one corner. Looks like must be some sort of, like, sleeping mat. That's what I'm looking at. Meant for two. There is also another pile that is, like, stretches of vine that are woven, sharp bones, stakes. You're not really sure what they might be for? Are you trained in nature?
Nope.
Yeah, you're not really sure what those might be for. But it's a pile of,
trap-making stuff, I'll bet. But anything valuable floating around on the surface of the water?
I mean, you would have to go and, like, dig through anything to find anything valuable.
Moving on.
Nothing obvious.
Being valuable, pick up those two obsidian weapons.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Oh, yeah, loot those guys.
Loot those bodies.
I was going to say, that's the one thing I didn't hear from you guys that I usually do.
Well, see, 2E is training us the fact that the bodies never have anything worth anything on them, so...
It's almost worse than Starfinder.
They both were wearing breastplates. What are the equivalent of animal hide breastplates? It says that they're just carrying the breastplates. I can't justify it with the type of characters there are, so I'm going to say that they're thick dinosaur hides that are the equivalent of breastplates. They were each wearing one. There's the great axe, not technically made, like, being obsidian doesn't necessarily make it special. It's not magical in any way. It's just a great axe. Just really fucking cool looking. Same thing with the great pick. It's not magic. The obsidian doesn't give it anything extra. Looks real
That's
fucking
lame.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Some javelins.
Obsidian was a new, like, special material or something.
Not that I guess not that's called out here. I don't think it is.
Kills White Walkers.
Yeah, kills White Walkers.
There you go. There's also the roguish Zolgath is carrying a snare kit.
I use the obsidian to create a nether portal, and then use my flint and steel to open the portal, and we go to the netherworld.
I use the snare kit to do a rim shot.
It's Minecraft bullshit.
It's music bullshit.
I mean, I'm assuming just it stays in the party loot. I'm a little concerned about how heavy the breastplates are. They're too bulk each.
How about this? I walk over the tower and just toss them all down at the foot of the tower. We'll get them on our way out. It's fine.
Just put them on Dalwhinnie when you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're not really even worth picking up.
So it's fine.
Yeah, we just move it all to the entrance.
Yeah, we'll
sort through it and decide what to grab later.
I'll take that. As you guys are sorting through the loot from the bodies and throwing it out front, the rain suddenly stops. The water begins to rapidly evaporate. And within a minute of time, that foot of water is completely gone. The walls, the floors, all of the rags, the straw piles, are suddenly dry.
So let's start exploring some more. We got two more ways to go. We can go south from the entrance that we never explored, or we can go,
I want to go down
east from this hallway that we never fully cleared.
Yeah. Let's just, from where we are, kind of in the middle of the map, let's go east and south.
Onward!
So you guys are kind of sliding between that rock barrier that leads out into, you know, the quote hallway here.
Austin, we just knock it over.
Is that what you do then?
Yeah, just knock it over.
Can I just step over it, or is it too big for that?
No, they're very easy for you to kind of slide in between. They're not very... There's like a foot and a half to 2 feet of space between each of the piles. They're not close enough to like keep people from going, you know, medium creatures from passing through them.
I will bet, just by metagaminess and how Tyler is describing this and asking us very specifically what we do, that if we don't move them, something happens, and if we do move them, something different happens.
Which is why I say we move them.
But that's too metagamey. I definitely said Kestrel just steps over them. But if somebody else wants to do it, they can.
I've said multiple times, I'm knocking it over. That's it's true. Knocked over at this point. I've said it multiple times, Tyler.
Says you're the guy with no strength. Laugh if Savatry tries and they can't push it over.
That's and make Kestrel move over.
Kestrel's not strength-based either.
He's stronger than me.
But I am.
Athletics to push them over.
Oh, I'm fine with athletics. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, Savatra tries and just can't push over one of these stacks of rocks.
Kestrel?
Kestrel will try.
Go ahead and give him the athletics check.
I get worse than Savatra.
Kestrel can't do it either.
Moonlight slips between them.
Do you two continue to a try?
Yeah, do it again. I got a 15.
Okay. 15 doesn't do it either.
Jesus. Kestrel tries again. 21.
21 does knock them
that's,
over.
That's acrobatics.
Oh, shit.
I was going to say, how come that's so much higher than one?
Yeah, no.
It would
what
have
are you guys
been
trying to do exactly?
15.
Just no, knock 15 over these rocks.
Knock over a rock.
I will nonchalantly knock over the rocks.
Yeah, you do. Kestrel and Savatra just using, just putting their whole weight into
it. I'm gonna start checking this hallway for traps.
Moonlight's already moving down the hallway while you guys play with your rocks.
Hey, we're getting our rocks off. It's fine.
I will also check for traps. I get a 15.
All right, so let's get exploration activities here. It sounds like we got
exploration.
Search.
Okay.
Yeah, search from Savatra. Search from. Moonlight. Kestrel, what's
stealth
your
one of them?
I think it's, yes.
I will stealth.
What exactly it's called, right offhand?
It's not, I mean, you can do scout.
I
that's
scout.
Not stealthing, though. I mean, oh, it uses
avoid notice. Is what
avoid notice, that's what it is.
Avoid notice, there we go.
Yep. Jeb?
Walking.
So, not like getting ready to be defensive or scouting or anything like that? Search? Nothing?
To defend my comrades.
Defend is actually an action, but you need a shield.
Okay. yeah, I just do an explore. I mean, what is it?
It would be like search.
Sure, yeah.
So helping everybody kind of search for hidden doors and concealed hazards and so on. Go ahead and have, I want to have everybody who's doing the search action, go ahead and give me perception check.
14.
15 for Moonlight.
18.
Avoid notice stealth. 18.
So this is about 10 feet wide, long hallway. One of the major differences as you pass that barrier, knock over that pile of rocks, smooth floor, walls. You don't see any, like there's no growth on the walls. There's nothing on the floors. It's very clean. Unlike the places that you've been so far, there's straw strewn about all over the place, chips of like chunks of bone, rocks, and things like that.
We've passed from the Zolgas area to the demons area.
Halfway down the hallway, there's a place. It turns off to the right before you see the end.
I think we all take a peek.
Peeky peeky,
thank you.
Peeky peeky.
Stairs.
A statue of feet.
Sorry.
It's a boot statue.
Waiting for the fucking map to finish doing the thing. Okay. So this room has a sloped ceiling at the eastern end, which is the end that you're on, which accommodates a staircase that ascends very steeply upward from the middle of the room. There are round alcoves to the north and south, and each bear stone daises with the booted feet of a statue. But both statues are broken off at the shins.
They are boot statues.
They are.
I'm going to run down and just make sure there's no other rooms and just take a look down this hallway quick at the south.
So as you get down to the southern end of this hallway where it curves off to the right or to the east, sorry, to the west, it turns off to the left right after this section and looks into a room that's completely dark. Like this whole section, as you get further away and further down this hallway, it gets darker and darker. And you really can't see that deep from here.
Okay, I wave back to everybody else to come down and help me, because now I'm scared.
Be afraid, Savatry. Be very afraid.
Will Savatry's fears be justified, or was my sinister strangulation all in vain? Find out next time as we continue The Extinction Curse. We here at MinMax want to thank you, our friends and fellow adventurers, for joining us. If you'd like more information about MinMaxed, please visit our website, minmax.com, join our Discord, and come hang out with us and other great adventurers. And if you'd like to support us, check out our Patreon. We would really appreciate it. We'll see you again next week, and until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.